The inflation gauge the Fed watches just fell yet again. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 30th and final day of November. Glad to have you with us again today. In other news, November was a great month for Wall Street investors. OPEC Plus will cut oil output in an effort to prop up prices. Careful where you get your news, as Meta shuts down thousands of fake social media accounts. Tesla finally delivers about a dozen Cybertrucks. Janet Yellen speaks about the economy. A senior economist says the Fed will start cutting rates next year. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Meta says it will expand Threads, and we'll share where that's going to happen. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you have decided to spend some time with us and learn more about some of the top business news stories of the day. Want to reach us on X, formerly Twitter? Yeah, we're still there, at IOB_NewsHour. Over at Threads, it's Insight on Business. And yeah, Facebook page as well, Insight on Business, the News Hour. A report from the Commerce Department tells us a new story about inflation. The Associated Press is reporting that the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure cooled last month. That's the latest sign that price pressures are waning in the face of high interest rates and moderating economic growth. The report from the Commerce Department said prices were unchanged from September to October, down from a 0.4% raise in the previous month. Now, stick with me for just a moment because I'm going to throw some numbers at you. Ready? Compared with a year ago, consumer prices rose 3% in October. That was below the 3.4% annual rate in September. And that was the lowest year-over-year inflation rate in more than 2.5 years. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, increases in so-called core prices also slowed. They rose just 0.2% from September to October. That was down from 0.3% increase in the previous month. Core prices rose 3.5% in October from a year earlier, below the 3.7% year-over-year increase in September. All of this is good news. Economists closely track core prices, which are thought to provide a good sign of inflation's likely future path. With inflation easing, the Fed is expected to keep its key benchmark rate unchanged when it meets in 2 weeks. The latest figures also suggest that inflation will fall short of the Fed's own projected levels for the final 3 months of this year. All of that news sparked Wall Street that capped a huge month of gains. The Dow gained over 500 points on the day, and I'll share all the numbers with you in just a bit. The word from the oil-producing nations is that they will further cut production in an effort to boost sagging prices. The AP is reporting that the OPEC oil cartel, led by Saudi Arabia and allied producers, including Russia, will expand output cuts into next year and bring up-and-coming oil supplier Brazil into the fold. Lower oil prices have been a good thing for U.S. drivers who have been able to fill their gas tanks for much less money in recent months. But it is bad news for OPEC Plus countries whose oil income bolsters their economies and who have faced setbacks in pushing prices higher despite initial fears that the Israel-Hamas war could affect oil flows. But sweeping cutbacks from OPEC Plus and individual member countries since last October have not made lasting changes to oil prices. Why? Because of concerns about too much crude circulating in a weakening global economy. Polarizing news on social media is something that we've been aware of for some time. Well, now Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, has shut down thousands of fake accounts. Someone in China created thousands of these fake social media accounts designed to appear to be from Americans and used them to spread polarizing political content in an apparent effort to divide the U.S. ahead of next year's elections. The network of nearly 4,800 fake accounts was attempting to build an audience when it was identified and eliminated by the tech company. The accounts sported fake photos, names, and locations as a way to appear like everyday American Facebook users that were weighing in on political issues. The interconnected accounts pulled content from both liberal and conservative sources, an indication that its goal was not to support one side or the other, but to exacerbate partisan divisions and further inflame polarizations. Tesla finally delivered a dozen stainless steel Cybertrucks 2 years behind the original delivery date. But there remains uncertainty that mass production will ever take place. The truck is aimed at the most profitable part of the U.S. auto market that's now controlled mainly by Ford, General Motors, and Ram truck maker Stellantis. But Musk unveiled it 4 years ago. All three Detroit automakers have since shown electric trucks of their own. Ford and GM and upstart Rivian already have trucks on sale, and the electric Ram is due out early next year. Ford's F-Series pickups are continuing to be the top-selling vehicles in the nation, followed by GM's Chevrolet Silverado and Stellantis Ram pickup. Combined, the Detroit automakers sold nearly 1.7 million big trucks through October at prices that can reach more than $100,000 per vehicle. When Musk unveiled the truck 4 years ago, he said production would start in 2021. But on the company's earnings conference call in October, Musk lamented how hard it's been to produce the innovative truck with a body made of hard-to-bend stainless steel. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen spoke to reporters about the economy. Bloomberg is reporting that she said she sees a good chance that the U.S. economy will achieve a soft landing, with the unemployment rate, which has ticked up in recent months, averting a sharp increase. The jobless rate has climbed to 3.9% as of October. That's from 3.4% back in April. Increases of that scale in the U.S. since World War II have typically foreshadowed a more serious rise in joblessness. Yellen also suggested she doesn't believe the Federal Reserve will need to push as harshly in lowering inflation as it did in past instances when prices were running out of control. In a related story, James Knightley from ING Economics says that the Fed will cut interest rates at least 4 to 6 times next year. Knightley expects the Fed will start cutting interest rates in the second quarter of next year, delivering as many as 6 25 basis point rate cuts totaling 150 basis points. Knightley then expects the interest rate cuts to extend into 2025, with at least 4 25 basis point interest rate cuts. Meanwhile, the futures market suggests the Fed will cut rates by 125 basis points next year. Who knows? Stay tuned. Well, it's been quite a November for Wall Street. Today, the Dow popped upward by 520 points to close at a whopping 35,950. The NASDAQ ended the day lower as investors pulled out profits. The tech-heavy index fell by 32 points to settle at 14,226. The S&P 500 gained 17 points to end the day and the month at 4567. All three major U.S. stock benchmarks clinched their best month in at least a year, driven higher by falling U.S. bond yields, optimism about easing inflation, and potential Federal Reserve rate cuts next year. The Dow surged into the closing bell Thursday, posting its best daily percentage gain in 4 weeks. The equity gauge got a lift by a more than 9% gain in shares of Salesforce following a batch of strong quarterly earnings. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude lost ground today, falling by over $2 a barrel, ending at $75.66 at news time. The 10-year T-bill, that inched up on the day to settle at 4.33%. And finally, there is this, and this is about Meta extending Threads next year. The Wall Street Journal, citing anonymous sources, is reporting that Meta is looking to roll out Threads in Europe next year. It would be the microblogging service's largest expansion since its July launch. Threads, which was created as a competitor to X, has not yet been available in Europe due to the continent's strict digital regulations. The expansion of Threads could give it another 40 million monthly users, and that would be a huge boost since CEO Mark Zuckerberg said last month that the service has just under 100 million monthly active users. X, formerly Twitter, has about 365 million per analytics firm Sensor Tower. To comply with European Union rules, Meta will allow customers to use Threads purely for consumption. That's what a source told the Journal, without creating a profile that allows them to post. X has lost a host of big-name advertisers in recent days after owner Elon Musk seemed to support an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory in a post on the site. And that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.